Decide to call this meeting order. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the concept of paid parking in Fury Beach. Notice of the public hearing was posted at Town Hall on March 28th, 2012, and was advertised in the Allen Gazette March 28th and April 4th. And with that being said, I'd like to turn it over to David to give a brief presentation.
Okay, good. I just wanted to get everybody up to speed before we start getting inputs. So this won't take but about 3 minutes, maybe, or maybe a little longer, not much. So first, paid parking. Really, the council has the responsibility to review all revenue options. As everyone in the audience knows or should know, this is going to be a tough budget year if you're paying any attention at all. And basically, this hearing is the purpose of seeking public input on the consideration of paid parking. I'm just going to go through 3 slides on what we've evaluated as the financial and ordinance impacts of considering paid parking, and then we're looking for you guys to tell us where we should go next, right? So the council has to make a decision, but to make a decision, you need to know some stuff. So kind of our estimate working with Lanier Parking, if you include the capital cost, the estimated revenues of paid parking in Curie Beach is about $68,000 a year. And that comes from a mixture of fines, fees, and then considering resident parking passes of some undefined type. So we didn't specify exactly how that would be in the evaluation. This is equivalent to slightly less than 1 cent on the tax rate with a reevaluation. So after reevaluation, this is a little less than 1 cent on the tax base. And so 1 cent on the tax base will be about $40 on a $400,000 home. So you guys can do that math, right? I'm just kind of making sure we're all aware. Really, the source for this was the parking company presentation in January, combined with discussions with Carolina Beach, Riceville Beach, and then Arlen and I looked at it. And then just yesterday, I went up and talked a little near parking as well to make sure that this is a good number. So this is the financial side of it, right? That's one piece whenever you're considering something like this.
Dave, can I ask just a question?
Sure.
Did you consult with any of the businesses in any of these other areas as far as the impact it had to the businesses?
No. So this is just the financial side, right? This is to the town, right? Good point. And I assume we'll hear about that when you guys talk. So that's the finance side. On the other side is the ordinance side. And so at a meeting with the 3 towns, the council added, and I was the question asker, okay, tell us about paid parking in your community, right? So as everyone here probably knows, Riceville Beach has been doing paid parking for over 25 years. If you review their current ordinances, they have over 35 pages of ordinances around paid parking. And they started from the year they enacted it until just this year they passed yet another ordinance on paid parking. So those 35 pages, every year or every other year, there's another ordinance around paid parking because of what happens with paid parking when you start it is people move around and you have to chase them around with the ordinances. And so that's what they do. It's kind of a continued evolution of ordinances addressing public concerns and the fact that parking customers move around the town to avoid paying until you find them everywhere, right? So it started out in specific parts of the town, and then it's moved through the whole town of Riceville Beach. If you go up there now, there's an ordinance on almost all the residential streets that has to do with parking of some type, either residential-only areas, areas where it's in the summer paid parking, areas where there's no parking on the street sides and stuff like that. Lots of signs, lots of stuff. So drive up there if you don't understand that. And then one interesting thing about Riceville Beach is, unlike what Carolina Beach does, which we'll talk next, in Riceville Beach, the beach access parking is all paid. So even residents pay. Their pass doesn't work on the beach accesses. So if you're a Riceville Beach resident and you go to a beach access, you pay for parking just like anyone else. Any questions on Riceville Beach? Okay. So Carolina Beach is a little different. They started a little later. They only have about 11 pages of ordinances right now. Their resident passes do allow beach access on parking. So the resident passes will allow you to park in the beach accesses. They also sell those passes to New Hanover County. So anyone in New Hanover County can buy a Carolina Beach. It's not exactly called a residence pass, but a Carolina Beach pass, which they can then use. And then in the business district, there are some exceptions to paid parking. So they've moved their parking around as they've evolved in time as well. And they also are passing ordinances, it looks like, this year, or at least considering them around their paid parking. In fact, they just changed it from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So in their 2 council meetings ago, you guys hopefully watched that in the news. So any questions on ordinances? So those are the two sides from the council side, the revenue side, and then how are we going to have to deal with this if we do it, as far as legislatively to make sure that it works and continues to work for the future. And kind of with that, that's all I'm talking to you about. We're here to hear you guys for the next however long it takes, right? So I'm going to step back up and turn it over to my mayor.
Thank you, David.
Yes, sir.
Yes. If I could ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have any idea how much money is made by our friends at the Riceville Beach and Carolina Beach on paid parking?
Yes, sir. So Riceville Beach said they made in excess of $1 million a year on paid parking. Carolina Beach makes $300,000 a year is what they said at the meeting. Realize they have the park in the north end, which recognizes the majority of that.
Okay.
So probably $200,000 of it. They said they were surprised that Lanier Parking said we'd make $120,000, and when we added the capital cost in, that's where the $68,000 comes from.
Thank you.
We'd like to turn this over to the public hearing now, and the first person to sign up to talk is Judy Lair. Judy, and she's at 6:45, 7 o'clock.
I believe that paid parking offers very little benefit to our town and creates an unfriendly, unwanted environment for tourists and detriment to our business community. This sends the opposite message than welcome to Kiri Beach. I also think that there's a huge potential to increase parking along our neighborhood streets, the same that's happened in Baltimore, Carolina. Anybody's going to search for a park where they don't have to pay. Then that, in turn, is going to cause us to put more no parking signs through our neighborhoods. And the last thing we need are more signs throughout our neighborhoods, which needs more cost. I don't think that's been calculated into your opinion. It also increases the chance for predatory towing that we have heard all the horror stories that have come out of Carolina Beach. Also, I feel my property taxes should at least give me the opportunity to go out and park at around Kiri Beach. I don't believe that we should have to pay an additional charge to park as residents. In effect, it would become another tax, and if you're taking your figures, a penny hardly seems this investment to be worth it. It's more trouble than it's worth. Because each year, as you know from each one of these speeches, as you said, they've increased the ordinance have gone from, you know, 2 or 3 pages up to 30 pages. They've got to raise the rates every year. They've got to repair the meters. They've got to do this. It's an inconvenience to residents, guests, and businesses. No one seems to make much money except when they're parking in the towing company. And I think we only need to look at their history to see the hassle that it generates. And I believe that Kiri Beach does not need or want to be like Carolina, Wrightsville, or Myrtle. I beg you to put this where it belongs, in the trash.
Thank you. Amen.
Mr. Robertson. Mike Robertson, 509 H Avenue. I really can't add anything to what you said. It's pretty much nailed it from a business aspect. I'm a little bit concerned. My folks are going to fish it on the pier there for the day. If you speak with Johnny Mercer Spirit and also Carolina Beach Spirit, it is definitely hurt their business because folks are having to feed the meters all day long. It's 12 hours to go fishing and it's $2 an hour to park. If we're going to make leeways for the residents and give them a parking pass, what about the 125 people that work for me downtown? Can they get some sort of a pass? I mean, these folks, I'm paying them not much, but if you're talking about $1, $1.25 an hour for them to park, that's something I'm going to have to increase. That's passed over to you residents that are out here getting the goods and services from the products that we have. I think it's a bad idea. I don't think the time has come for Kiri Beach to go here. If it's going to come here, then let's put some parking in the area. Let's not just tax the areas that's got parking. Let's increase parking. Let's do parking decks. Let's put some stuff in here that's worthwhile to the community. And yes, you're going to have to go back to my house, to Fifth Avenue and H Avenue, and put in curbing and guttering and parking meters. at one point, but I don't think now is the time. Thank you.
Mary Stevens.
I just had questions. Our family's got a little small, old cottage on Fort Fisher Boulevard. We don't even have a parking, we don't have a driveway. We have to park on the street. And we were just wondering, you know, say when more than one family member is here, if there happens to be more than one car, where is the other person going to park? Do they have to pay the meter while we're at our own home? Or some of the family members that don't live here in the area, they don't have the resident stickers because they're not here in the area, but they are family members. Like I said, the house has been abandoned for 30 years, and we just were curious as to how that would affect parking up and down Fort Fisher.
Thank you. And Jerry Hamlin?
I'm Jerry Howell, Howell Construction Company. We own quite a bit of property on the Iowa in Curie Beach. And in the middle of business district. And what I was thinking when I was a kid, they had parking meters there. If it didn't work then, why do these people that want to pay parking, why do they think it'll work now? They used to have a little short parking meters. I don't know what year that was. You might be able to tell the attorney maybe. But anyway, it didn't work back then, and undoubtedly I'm back in the council minutes. You can see probably where they were put in and pulled out at a later date. So my question, if it didn't work then, why would it work now? And my thing for the parking is maybe Curie Beach needs a parking deck. At one time you could get grants from 65% to build a parking deck. This is like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know where it came down. But in case you decided to not do the park, you could buy, I know where you could get 4 lots. Seven lots and build a parking deck, park cars, and then you could, if you could go 55 feet, then you could have shots and stuff. That'd be a solution for the park in downtown. And then if you need some more lots across the street, next to Big Daddy, you can get
a couple more.
5 more, I think. Yeah, 5 more. If I need people that's got them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Mind if I let me sign up?
That's okay.
If you can just give your name and your address.
Joe Truelove, 512 Shelton Drive. I just have some questions. The numbers you had up there, the income, you didn't say on what rate.
Yes, sir.
And what times. You didn't provide a proposal of how the town sees this is going to work for the businesses, the residents, and the visitors. Okay? Let's talk about a lot of additional work. Where is that money going to come from? And how is that going to impact our taxes versus how your $40 approximate per year on a $400K house?
Yes, sir.
So there are questions I think need to be resolved before you go any further. Basically, I'm against the idea, but you certainly need to provide us more information.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Okay.
Anybody else? I'd like to close this public hearing. And if we have time for discussion and consideration. But now I hear very clearly from the people that they don't want to pay parking.
Yeah, well, just if I could. So
yeah.
I'm not a proponent of paid parking. I was assigned by council to the SLAP committee, and that's why I'm bringing this up. So the last gentleman, I mean, you know, I'm doing exactly what you elected me to do, which is look at issues, right? And so paid parking actually came up from the previous council before I was elected. When I was assigned to the SLAP committee, Lanier Parking requested to present to this council, which they did in January. And at that time, the council directed me to get more information and so we could make a decision. So for those, if you think that I'm the proponent of paid parking, I'm not. What I am is the actor for the council on investigating a revenue issue, right? And so as we move forward, clearly understand that we will investigate any revenue issues that are brought up to the council, at least if I'm assigned to do it. And the investigations, your question, Mr. Truelove, yes. I don't want to mess your name up. So my investigation wasn't to say this is how we do it. It was to say, here's an estimate of what its advantages or disadvantages are. Town, tell us where to go. Because I'm not going to spend weeks of my time or the committee's time or the town staff time investigating something that the town doesn't want. So we did enough investigation that in the last meeting I requested council to have an open hearing, a public hearing, so that we could get input from the town on whether we should move forward at all. So that $68,000 was, here's the estimate of the financial benefits of this possible revenue stream. It was not, this is how we would do it, right? So when I talked about pages of ordinances from the other two towns, there, if the town said move forward, there's a lot of work to do. There's no plan, right? So this is more of, hey, would we consider this or not? And so on our agenda tonight from this public hearing is whether council is going to direct me to do more work or not, right? And so that's what we were doing. So sorry I didn't answer all your questions. That's because I wasn't trying to. That's all I've got to add. Joe?
Well, I have been on the SLAP committee today on the floor when this came up. I had a couple of companies come in and talk to us. At that time, it was about 300 parking places, 300, 400 parking places, which was not enough to generate the money we needed to do. It was killed. And I believe the number she used this time was 400, correct?
443.
443. So basically, right there, there isn't enough money generated to cause all the problems it's going to cause.
Just a comment, David. When all of the beach communities met together and we discussed this, Tim Owens did say that when you take away what they're making on the north end at Freeman Park, that they barely broke even on their parking meters. So on this, I guess I'm not sure about the way it's written here, but we were talking about $127,000 capital expenditures to get it started. Is this 68? Is that after that is paid
after for? After paying for. Yeah, so Arlen and I looked at paying for it for 5 years at 3%, which is what we thought we'd get money. And
okay.
Lanier recommended 7 years initially, but we derated that because all these parking meters are right on the beach. My discussions with Ms. Loomis from Lanier yesterday centered around that a little bit, and I'm like, look, we're going to be conservative because once you do this, it's hard to go back, and we've invested a lot of money if we did it. So that's why we were conservative. That's what Arlen and I agreed to in my analysis.
Because I guess I remembered at one point we were talking about 30,000 a year.
It went back and forth according to assumptions around residential parking.
I really don't have any comment. I mean, I wanted a public hearing to hear what the public wanted. And that's received emails and a couple of phone calls that I heard tonight for what the public wants to hear.
Good. Judy?
I have another question I forgot when I was up there. What is the law regarding the CAMA beach accesses? Because wasn't there grants from CAMA that provided that those accesses, isn't it? So it seems to me sort of a conflict of interest that you charge in a CAMA lot. I don't know.
Could I just ask him if I can speak again? Because I want to address that out 443. On the one of those are the beach accesses.
I can't hear you.
Out of that 443, a lot of those, majority of them possibly, is CAMA beach accesses. And they, of course, it's not mandatory, but they request that you do not put that money out of that into your general fund. They ask that that's used only for beach access improvement or maintenance. So if we take that out, then what's even left of the 68 is the big question. That's another reason I've always been against it, because we don't have enough parking outside the beach accesses to justify paid parking. So you're right. It is. Now, other towns have done that, and for years they did not get any grants to Tampa because of it. So that would hurt us if we ever going to get grants again from them.
Well, with that being said, I'd like to close the public hearing.
You make the motion? Or you don't have to have that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
I make the motion to close.
Second. Public hearing's closed.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we do actually. Brent Barnwell is going to be giving us a
Did he take Paul and Nathan?